Love one another. Love one another. Three simple, very, very simple words, but profound. A few years ago, I discovered a new spirituality. It's called Focolare. The official title of it is The Work of Mary. It was begun in about 70 years ago, and during World War II, by an Italian woman, Chiara Lubich. Chiara Lubich. And this is one of the foundations of that. Simply, love one another. Well, I'm going to tell a few stories from Focolare, but I need some help. Would the children come up and help me? I see a bunch of children over there, and over here, and right there. Children, come on up and help me, please. First ones up, get the rug. Come on up, come on up. We only had 5 last night. Come on up, 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 close to me. And I need a microphone man. Volunteers, thank you, Eric, for volunteering. Come on up, 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 close. Okay, well, have a seat around here. Come on, there's plenty of room, plenty of room. If we run out of room, we'll build a bigger cathedral. Well, I have a little game that we're going to play, and this is from the Focolare movement, and it's called the Cube of Love. Have you ever played the Cube of Love? Well, this will be new for you. It is a cube that looks like this, and you roll it on the floor, and whatever shows up on top, you do that. This is used by a classroom, or an athletic team, or even at work. What you do once a week or once a month, the beginning of the week or the beginning of the month, you roll the cube, whatever comes up on top, that's what you're going to do that whole week. For that whole month. Are you ready? Shall we try it? I have several of them. Okay. Are you ready? Okay. Ready? Good catch. Good catch. I have another one that's going to make you. Okay. Ready? And then we'll have our microphone man come to you and you'll read it to him. Ready? Roll.
What? Love everyone.
Love everyone. So that would be, you practice that all week. Love everyone. Okay, next. Roll that. And what comes up on top?
Love everyone.
You got the same one? Next.
Love Jesus. The other.
Didn't hear that one.
Love Jesus in the other.
Love Jesus in the other. Love Jesus in the other. And one more.
Be the first one to love.
That's a tough one. Be the first one to love. Okay, thank you. And well, let us practice that. Can we try? And I have one more for you. I'll do that a little later. Here's a real story of a little boy that tried that. And it comes from Canada. John, a fifth grader from Canada. Are you ready? He tried this, how to love. Here's what he wrote. Yesterday, I helped my mom and dad to do a lot of things, like laundry, dishes, setting the table for dinner, and taking care of my little brothers. It was hard work. But after I finished, I felt very good. We all watched a movie together and had some popcorn as a treat. It was a great day. That's how John from Canada, fifth grader, showed his love to his family and his family to him. One more example There's several of these cubes, and one of them is a big cube. This is called the sports cube. Are you ready? Okay, roll that and see what it comes up. This is for a sports team. What does it say?
Enjoy the success of others as much as you want.
Ah, to enjoy the success of the other as much as you want. Celebrate. Wow, very good. So, let's try to do this in love, and Jesus will help you because he loves you so much. Thank you, children. You can go back to your families. Thank you, children. The Focolare movement puts out a magazine called The Living City. The Living City, a monthly magazine. And these are where these beautiful stories are. Stories for children, stories for youth, and stories for adults. To love one another. St. Francis said, God has some surprises for us. God has some surprises for us. Maybe this would be a surprise for you in a different way of loving this week. Often, people are seekers. Whether they're lonely, helpless, or hopeless, we all go through those stages in our life. Sometimes we're lonely, sometimes a situation comes up that we seem helpless, and sometimes we get down and it seems like life is hopeless. But how can we counteract that with God's love? Well, loving one another is one way to do that. Some people, most of us, are searching. We're yearning, longing for something, for some fulfillment, some happiness, something greater. But we know the answer is not really something greater. It's someone greater. Someone greater. Who is that someone? Of course, it's our loving Lord. Another story, maybe for youth. Are you ready, youth? True story, published in the Focolare group. This is the Duncan siblings from Scotland. The Duncan siblings from Scotland. They had the saying, someone needs it more. Someone needs it more. Eleanor and Catherine and Joseph. Eleanor wrote, our parents always taught us to love and respect others. Whenever we went to Glasgow, we would buy big bags of chocolate candies or other sweets and give them to the people we met with a kind word. It had become part of every trip to the city. The first thing we always do is to look for a shop where we can buy them. Catherine wrote, last year on my 17th birthday, it was freezing in January. My mom took me to Glasgow to go shopping. As always, we got off the train and found a shop and bought 10 bags of chocolate candies. It was a cold day, and I was wearing a beautiful thick scarf that my friend had bought me for Christmas. When I walked into the main shopping area, we saw a lady huddled on the ground against a bin, shivering and crying. We gave her some chocolate candies, and Mom asked her if she wanted a hot drink. She asked for a cup of coffee. We went into a nearby shop to buy her some coffee and then brought it to her. As we walked away, I felt so sad, thinking that we had not done enough for her. I took off my beautiful new scarf and ran back and gave it to the lady. It wasn't easy because I loved my new scarf from my friend, but she needed it much more than I did. Their brother Joseph wrote, the following Friday, we were holding a benefit party to raise funds for a project on homelessness. There was a raffle, and all the prizes were laid out in a big table. There were tins of candy. cookies and wine, among other things. They were calling out the raffle numbers, and one of them was mine. I went up to the table with a friend to choose the prize. I looked at all the treats. I was very tempted. Then I saw at the end of the table, there was a big knitted scarf. I remember that my sister had told me that she had given her scarf to a poor lady, and I remembered the act of kindness. I chose the scarf as my prize and gave it to my sister. She was really happy. A little act of kindness, a little act of showing love, a little act of relating to one another as Christ loves us. How can we do that this week? Maybe we're not in a habit of this. It's time to start. Maybe we are shy. Maybe it's a call to ask for the Lord for courage. Final question, or final story for adults. This is from Susan from Texas. Susan from Texas. I volunteer with Catholic Charities in a ministry called Project Hope, which distributes groceries to the elderly and people with disabilities. One worker who comes every month seemed to be impatient with the clients if they were not prepared. Josie would scold the clients for not standing in line or for not bringing containers to carry the groceries in. She hardly ever smiled. Since I worked close by her, I could hear everything she would say to the clients. It was distressing, to say the least. I thought I would go try to get to know her. I started by asking her questions, such as what parish she belonged to, etc., in an effort to be made make her feel welcomed and accepted. One time I went over and smiled and stood beside her as she was getting after one of the clients. Another time, before the clients came in, I asked her about her week and about her husband, since I had heard he was in the hospital. On another occasion, as she was lecturing a client, I went over to her and asked her if I could help, even though I also had a lot of work to do. When things got backed up, I always tried to help her, very conscious of wanting to love her first, but always trying to be gentle rather than pushy. This went on for many months. Then all of a sudden, she began to help the clients in a gentler way, smiling and assisting them with love. It was a marked change. Her demeanor was so altered that even our other co-workers noticed it. Hopefully, she felt our love, and this love seemed to be reflected in her attitudes toward the clients. Now, Josie greets us all with a smile and a hug, and shares her stories and goes the extra mile with each client. Her presence has become an example for many. Beautiful, true stories of loving one another as Jesus taught. Beautiful stories of reaching out gently, compassionately to one another. Our second reading from the book of Revelation ended with, "Behold, I make all things new." I make all things new. The Lord is making us all new each and every day. Let us wake up thanking God for the gift of life, the gift of this day, the gift of one another. Let us ask Him how we can love one another. Let us come to this altar to receive His body and blood, soul and divinity, to be strengthened, to be nourished for this difficult journey, yet very fruitful journey. Very fulfilling journey, a journey that's going to lead us to great happiness. Let us love one another. Jesus will help us.